You are listening to the United Alternative, KUMM Morris, on the air at 89.7 FM and streaming audio on the internet at www.kumm.org. KUMM is a proud member of IPR, Independent Public Radio. Let's get you your weather. Currently, it is 70 degrees, mostly cloudy. It's a nice day.
Very nice. I like today. Very nice.
Except the fact I was sick. But
I have a softball game later, so I'm excited.
There
I'm excited.
So it won't be pouring down rain.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We've already had two games canceled. Yeah.
Friday, not so nice. 68 degrees, 60% chance of thunderstorms. Don't get electrocuted.
You know what that means? It's going to be raining, so it's a good chance to go inside and watch the girls play volleyball tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
For the rest of your weekend, Saturday, high of 83, low of 53, 40% chance of thunderstorms. Sunday, high of 65, low of 53, 50% chance of thunderstorms. So it's going to be rainy this weekend. And that's your United weather here at Every Hour on the Prairie's Only Alternative. It's good times. So you're listening to the sports show because we haven't thought of anything better to call ourselves.
If you have any ideas, you should let us know.
Let us know. This is your only chance to talk Cougar sports in Morris, or just any kind of sports even. So, if you want to tell us how wrong we are, or how right we are, or how in the middle your opinion is compared to ours, there's a couple ways. You can call us on the phone, 320-589-6355, or you can send us an instant message at KUMMDJ. But we have a pretty revolutionary thing for the show today, Owen.
First time ever.
We have intro music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's rock this thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh? I like it.
I like it too.
Circa 1997.
Hey. Nothing wrong with terrible 90s music. Okay. All right, that's enough of that. So, Owen, bad things happened last weekend.
Yeah, injuries, losses.
Yeah, everybody died playing tug of war.
Oh, yeah, that
and
too.
And then
upperclassmen lost the powder puff game to the underclassmen.
I guess that's sad.
Well, I mean, it's sports related.
That's true.
It was kind of unexpected. I know the upperclassmen are always expected to win those powder puff games. So. Back in high school, at least, that's how it was.
Yeah, okay.
So it was the inaugural game.
Congrats to the underclassmen.
Yeah.
And good times to them. Everybody got hurt playing tug of war. So,
and no one won.
And no, is that the official word?
The official word
is Dan Kennedy's showing off his lacerations here. That's harsh, man. You okay?
Injured. Could not play at open mic night that evening.
That's sad.
Oh, that's very tragic.
So that's terrible. And then the football team lost Saturday. You probably heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad news. Did you go, Owen?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
I have to admit that I left after the third quarter because I had to go do lots of other stuff. But
I left halfway into the fourth quarter just because I couldn't watch any longer.
It just seemed that they could never really get it together. And then when they finally did, it'd be a really dumb penalty.
Well, and like they were clicking for like a little while, but it wasn't long enough to actually regain the lead.
And the rest didn't help.
Yeah.
My favorite was when they lined up to go for it on 4th and 2, and they were basically just lining up to draw them off sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure the whole Northwestern team jumped off sides.
Yeah.
But no, they flag. It, yeah. And then like two more people jumped off sides. Again.
Oh,
no
okay.
Flag.
Oh, yeah. That was a neutral zone infraction, though. They didn't hike the ball while they're in the neutral zone. So they got back. But
So that's bad news. Yeah. But
there's still 2-1 in UMAC play, though.
Yeah.
So.
So there's still, you know, hope if Northwestern loses a game, two games, I guess. It'd have to be two. Still hope for the UMAC champ. So it's all good. It's going to get better. This week they're traveling to Marantha Baptist.
I think that's another UMAC game.
Yeah, it is. It's all UMAC games from here on.
Well, I mean, but they aren't technically part of our division, though.
Because
I think
South
we're in the
division?
North Division and South Division, so.
We can look.
we can check.
This is something we should have looked
for. Now that the UMAC site has officially updated.
Yes, so. Marantha is 1-2 in the UMAC, and they're second in the South. Man, we should be in the South Division.
Yep. Oh, and then Martin Luther's also undefeated up in the North, so we need them to lose also.
Yeah.
And Crown's tied with us at 2-1.
I think there's some good parity in the UMAC this year.
Yeah.
I think anybody's going to go undefeated.
Well, and then if you look at the UMAC, it's divided kind of like NBA basketball right now with the South kind of like the NBA
East. The North
East.
Is very top heavy.
Yeah. The North has all the good teams. So
we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a slugfest. Also going on this weekend. Actually, the golf team is hosting championships in Benson. On Friday.
They're hosting it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no.
You lied.
Dude, I don't even know what's going on. They are hosting a golf championship sometime this week, though. I know that.
It's in Sauk Center, so that's close
so it's in
to
Center.
Us.
It's close. I think they originally doing it in Benson, they changed to Sauk Center.
Okay, they must have, because Sauk Center is closest to us out of any of the
schools
in the UMAC.
I know when I looked 2 days ago, it was in Benson, so...
Okay.
Maybe they moved it because the weather is supposed to be crappy. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, so go watch golf. It's in Sauk Center. Come on. It's fun. Just be that one guy who, like, whenever you watch Tiger Woods golf, be that one guy who screams, "Get in the hole!" every time Tiger hits the ball. Even if he's teeing off, like, 500 yards away, just yell, "Get in the hole." Be that guy for me. Then, Friday.
If you don't want to go to golf.
Yeah.
You can
go
to
both. Because golf starts at, it doesn't even have a time. That's convenient. Volleyball, 7 o'clock here. It's our second home game ever.
This season.
And if you're part of the res halls, you should doubly go because the res hall with the highest percentage of attendance. So, like, even if you're like Spooner or Blakely and you have like half the people that Gay and Indy and Pine have, you get like 6 out of the 12 people in your hall to go. That's 50%. So the hall with the highest percentage of attendance gets $100 towards a party. And that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of pizza.
Yeah, that is, or whatever your food of choice is.
Pizza.
I guess. All right, Owen, you have a one-track mind. So.
Also, I believe there are some festivities going on. But
are there now?
I don't remember what it was per se. But
well, just show up. It'll be a party.
Yeah.
Volleyball team is good times.
And then they'll also be playing the next day on Saturday at 1 o'clock versus a different opponent, Bethany Lutheran College.
Yeah. So go. It'd be fun. It'd be a party. Cheer them on.
And then we have the women's cross-country team and the men's cross-country team at St. Olaf this weekend.
Yep.
This Saturday, actually.
Good times.
Running.
Yes.
Just,
doing lots
just
of
running.
We have the captain of the women's cross-country team. It's the interview of the week in the UR sports section this week.
Yep.
So check that out.
Definitely check it. It's a really good interview.
It's good.
Definitely check it out.
It's the biggest one we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so good.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And...
also got soccer going on.
Yeah, men's soccer, who they got a little bit beat up last weekend.
Oh, they went 1-1 for the weekend.
But, well, their team, though. Like,
people on
the team got injured.
This is true, and that's bad.
It's rumored that Pat O'Connor broke his toe.
Oh.
I don't know for sure. He's the leading scorer this season.
You can't play soccer with a broken toe.
But broken big toe, no less.
Oh, bad news bears.
And then I think Zach Gilseth, who's a freshman, also broke his leg last weekend. So
that sucks.
They're a little injured and battered and beaten going into the couple of away games this weekend. So one away game.
They'll pull it up. They'll do it.
Yeah.
I believe.
Well, if we go back to the UMAC page, I know they're near the top of the conference right now.
Yeah,
they're 4-2 right now. Scholastica's 7-0 and Presentation's above them at 5-1, but...
That's okay.
Third in conference right now is...
St. Scholastic is a bunch of jerks.
Yeah.
Or at least they have one guy on their team who's a big jerk. Because I heard him, like, cussing out the ref the other day. When I went to the game. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you could do that and not get thrown out of the game. So, yeah. Well, I guess you could go if you're really hardcore committed. And check out men's soccer. Because they're awesome. But
where was it again?
They are playing. They're on the road both times this week. They're playing at Northland and at St. Scholastica. So hopefully they beat the crap out of St. Scholastica.
Yeah, and that's Saturday and Sunday, it looks like. So.
And women's action, they are on the road as well at Northland and St. Scholastica. And they're on a 5-game winning streak, which is awesome.
They aren't as injured as the men's team.
No.
So they look like They look like they're ready to repeat and continue again, this great streak of championships that they have.
Time in a row. Yeah.
Yep.
So go Cougar Sports, and that's what's going on this weekend.
We actually have someone talking to me.
Keep it real.
And that would be my girlfriend. She's talking to us on AIM.
We have our first call-in, if you will. Okay, so let's move on. Big thing going on in sports right now is Major League Baseball playoffs.
Oh, yeah, Colorado Rockies, they're winning right now.
Yeah, they're kicking the crap out of the Phillies.
They probably won by now.
10-5.
10-5. So Rockies are up 2-0 against the Phillies.
That's ridiculous, considering both games have been in Philadelphia.
There's also an extended article on a couple of the Rockies players this week in the UR, along with playoff predictions.
Yeah.
So
we got your baseball covered.
Got baseball covered.
Basically.
I think in that prediction, Colorado was predicted to win their playoff.
Colorado in five.
Yeah, I picked Colorado in five, and Colorado's looking like
they might sweep. So
yeah, they're looking like they could win all three right away.
That would be redonkulous.
And then Yankees are playing their first game of the series.
It's tied right now 1-1. You know, I think the Yankees are hoping up that Wang can come up big and perform well.
But he's going against CC Sabathia, who is a Cy Young candidate right now. So
that's true, but you can never count out a big performance from the Yankees Wang.
Well, and then you got the Yankees offense, who they can always produce.
Yeah. I think A-Rod coupled with the Wang is a mighty force indeed. You know, I hate the Yankees, but I almost want them to go deep into the playoffs just so I can keep making Wang jokes every week. I know, it's Wong.
As long as they lose. As long as they ultimately lose, I don't care how far they make it.
As long as they ultimately lose to the Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
I want the Rockies
to win the World Series. It's their second time ever in the playoffs.
Because that was the best, game ever.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been living under a rock... the Rockies made it into the playoffs by coming back in the 13th inning in a one-game playoff to determine the wild card.
Yeah, and not only a comeback, they were down by two in the bottom of the 13th, facing the best closer in the history of baseball, Trevor Hoffman, who has the most saves in the history of baseball. Facing him, and they were able to score three runs off of him.
And
with no
outs.
Or no, well, they scored... They scored with one out. It was a sacrifice fly that gave them the winning run. So, but they got their two runs with no outs, and they are just on a hot streak. They won 13 of their last 14, I guess with that playoff game, they won 14 of their last 15 to get into the playoffs, and now they've won two in a row in the playoffs.
It's bananas.
Yeah. In the other games yesterday, let's see, Red Sox, Josh Beckett went.
Yeah, Josh Beckett had a shutout.
Yeah, went.
He's okay, I guess.
Yeah, they won 4-0. Then what was the other game? Diamondbacks versus Cubs. Zambrano got pulled in the sixth inning, and they ended up losing.
That's a good call.
But if you think about it, he got pulled, but it really didn't matter because had he stayed in the game, the Cubs didn't end up scoring any more runs anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But still.
Best case scenario there is that it stays a tie game for a while.
I'm just hoping for Lou Piniella's head to explode.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
It'll happen eventually. It's just a matter of time. I'm scared. Who is that?
I thought it was Paula Abdul at first.
It does look like Paula Abdul.
We're looking at
Double
a
Z.
Vinyl record right now.
Okay.
1992.
That's scary.
Wow. That is an interesting back cover also.
That's disturbing.
She spelled hot wrong on her CD cover, though. It's called Hotspot.
We used to have better records, but they sold them all. They were even more, ridiculous on the cover. Yeah. My favorite was You Nasty She Know by Too Short.
Oh, Too Short. He's...
That was a nice album.
Yeah, he's on the new MTV show, Celebrity Rap Superstar.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta watch... That'll be, the first time I've watched MTV in, 5 years.
Yeah. It's a really, really bad show, but he's on it.
So what's going on tonight? You got college football action. Number 8 Kentucky versus number 11 South Carolina.
Kentucky has looked great this year.
Welcome to bizarro world of college football, where Kentucky is in the top 10.
Yeah. Sounds like it should be college basketball.
Yeah,
but
it really does. But
well, in that case, the Gamecocks wouldn't be in the top 25, though.
Yeah, they're okay.
In basketball?
Yeah, they're okay. They're getting better. You know, I think they won... I just had a complete brain fart. Hey, what's the tournament that doesn't matter at the end of basketball?
NIT.
Yeah, I think they won the NIT past really? 2 years, something like that. I know they won it 2 years ago because they beat U of L to win it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
anyway, that's a good game tonight.
Check it out.
Very good game tonight.
Get to see the old ball coach.
If you don't want to watch that, I think Boston is playing again later tonight.
On TBS. Oh, and baseball's on TBS right now, so.
Yeah, are all four games on tonight?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, Cubs and D-backs don't play again tonight.
Nope. So you just got Yankees and Indians tonight.
Well, and then Boston's playing later tonight, too.
No, that's his
Friday. Oh, that's his Friday.
Hey, reading comprehension skills.
No, it's this one then. Then the, yeah.
Cubs, D-backs, whatever. Cubs, Lou D-backs. Pinell's head will explode.
Cubs,
well,
D-backs do play tonight. They do play tonight at 10 o'clock. Well, probably 9 central on TBS.
Well, this is scary. What is with all of these?
There are some really weird vinyl records.
Yeah, this is disturbing. I don't ever want to look in the vinyl ever again. So going on this weekend for the NFL, the Vikings are on a bye. So the
best time it could happen for them.
You don't have to sit and cry.
Yeah.
The most pathetic excuse for an offense ever. Well, not really, because Adrian Peterson's on there.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great, but their quarterback is just... Any quarterback that they've been starting has been terrible.
Hey, Owen.
What?
Let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
Say you have two running backs. We'll call them A and B. Say running back A gets over 100 yards on 10 carries in the first half. Running back B has just come back from an injury. So, who would you play the most in the second half of the football game, A or B?
I would think A... Especially if A had just ripped off a 55-yard run to end the first half.
Nope, you're wrong. It's running back B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm guessing running back B is Chester Taylor.
I got you. Because you didn't employ the Brad Childress theory of coaching.
Yeah.
Can he get fired now, please? Please.
Well, I'm thinking that he might be why the Eagles never made it too far in the playoffs.
How much did he do, though? I mean, Andy Reid called the plays.
Exactly.
Andy Reid
sat there
the offense.
And he was an offense.
Yelled at T.O.
I think he was the only offensive coordinator in the league who didn't coordinate the offense.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And then he was given
Lavelle
a head coaching
doesn't really
job.
Do that much for us this year, unfortunately. I don't know if he'd be any
should.
Better, though. You know.
Brad Childress has no idea what he's doing.
It's kind of like trading a rotten apple for a rotten orange. So much better.
Well, and then when you think of some of his play calls have just been terrible.
Yeah.
Like he...
Third and two. Let's throw the ball.
And then a couple of weeks ago, they were down by a score, and they punted the ball away with, I think, 3 minutes left or something like that when it was fourth and short. Go for it.
Yeah, you know.
You need something to spark your offense. I think that was the Kansas City game I'm thinking of.
Because
they lost the lead at the end of the game.
It's been bad.
It's been really bad.
So,
Well, and then Brett Favre set
some
records
again. Who do you got first overall for the Vikings next year?
Oh, man.
Because even the Falcons are playing better than the Vikings now.
Who's a quarterback for Louisville? You should know this.
There's Brom.
Yeah, Brian Brom. He should be the he should.
It looks like the top quarterbacks are going to be Brom, Andre Woodson out of UK. John David Booty hasn't been playing that well.
No.
He'll probably still be a first or second
round
pick.
Who's LSU's quarterback this year?
Matt Flynn. You know, he's done crazy good. Colt Brennan out of Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, cool. Set a ton of NCAA records.
Yeah, he's kind of ridiculous, but... You
know. And then Tim Tebow will probably come out and be one of those quarterbacks that converts to a wide receiver.
He's a sophomore.
Is he right. He's a freshman.
Yeah, he's a freshman last year. He can't come out.
Yeah, but when he comes out, he'll probably be one of those...
Really? You think so?
I
think he's going to play quarterback.
I don't think so. He's not a pure passer.
He's a good passer.
Yeah, but when you consider that he probably runs more than he passes at Florida...
Well,
he won't convert to a running back.
How much of that is the system? That's what you have to ask. How much is the system?
Yeah, but Chris Leak even threw more than Tebow's done this year.
Oh, Chris Leak can't hold Tebow's jock, man.
Chris Leak won the Heisman Trophy last year.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, that was Troy Smith. That's right.
There you
go. Neither are doing anything in the NFL this year.
Are they even signed still? I know Troy Smith's like number three for the Ravens. Chris Leak got signed by the Bears, but
I think he got dropped because Orton's the number three there.
Kyle Orton, your boy, who gets pictures posted of him on the internet of getting drunk object. Man, at least we're not the Bears quarterback situation.
Oh, man.
Where you have...
Well, and like, think about this. Going into this week's matchup, people are saying that Brett Favre is going to like have a career day against the Bears.
Well, it's possible. They're missing like five starters and John Kitna.
Well, I know, but would you have thought last year that going against Chicago that they'd be that good? I don't know.
I don't know. But I think that Chicago is not very good this year. I mean, it helps that they're missing five starters.
Yeah.
But they're just not very... They're not going to be who they were last year.
Yeah.
Their offense is even worse because...
Well, the running game hasn't started at all.
Well, yeah, because they traded Thomas Jones. That was a good call. Yeah. Cedric Benson's been... And he's been okay, but he doesn't look like a top five back.
Exactly. And, I mean, they knew he was going to be a little bit of a drop-off, or at least the situation would, because they don't have two running backs that can split the carries.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, they picked him in the top five, or is it top 10?
It was top 10.
Yeah, so... You know, he's supposed to be your number one workhorse back.
But, I mean, it's hard to get the ground game going when the passing game's been so terrible. Grossman, how many interceptions did he throw before he lost the job?
A million.
And then Brian Griese decided to continue what
Grossman started.
And just...
Maybe you start Kyle Orton.
I think that would have been Kyle Orton.
He wasn't that bad when he played.
No, he wasn't. He was at least a Heisman Trophy candidate before he broke... something back in college his senior year. So.
Yeah, for Purdue, the Boilermakers.
Yeah, I mean, he was supposedly going to be a first-round pick until he got injured.
Until he got hurt.
So
I don't know. I mean, you know, at this point, what do you have to lose? Try him. I mean, he's not going to, like, you know, win you games, but
when he played
as a rookie, he was just a game manager. I mean, he was Ben Roethlisberger all over again.
Well, and when you think about it, like, the only thing that really matters in the NFL is record.
Yeah.
And at this point, the Bears have the same record as the Vikings.
Ooh.
That is...
It's bad news.
That's bad.
Bears, huh?
Bad news, Bears. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, the Packers are running away with the division, and the Lions aren't far behind.
Yeah, that's...
So.
That's.
I mean, going into
the
season...
The Packers-Lions game is going to decide the division. That just, like, clicked in my brain.
Well, and, like, going into the season, people were like, the North... Chicago, that's it.
Yep.
Chicago's the only team.
I'm going to interrupt you, Owen. We're going to play a quick sponsor, and we'll get back to debating.
Coburn's of Morris is proud to support student-run radio. Coburn's is a one-stop location where you can get gas, groceries, fresh meat, and deli options, bakery items, video rentals, money orders, Western Union, and hunting licenses. Coburn's is open 24 hours a day to better serve the Morris community. KUMM thanks Coburn's of Morris for their support of the U90 Alternative.
Gotta tell you, that Coburn's movie rental place, it's good value.
Oh, yeah. Well, and with Movie Gallery not there anymore.
That's all you got. Although they are opening a new place in the mall.
Yeah. So, it's not open yet, though.
No, it's not.
And when you go, you can get Jose's Burritos.
Which is the best thing to ever happen to this town.
Oh, my God. Way better than Taco John's.
Way better.
Way better.
If they get your order right.
If they get your order right.
And I've never got my order wrong. I've had them take forever. But I've never had them get my order wrong.
I've had them forget stuff before, which is easily fixable.
Yeah. I've had them forget to give me a drink, but that's just like, hey, can you hand me my drink? Oh, yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
I like Jose's.
That was a great story.
Thanks, Owen.
You're welcome.
You're a jerk. So, yeah, football's crazy. Tony Romo's the best quarterback.
I did not see that coming. I honestly thought he was, like, a one-year stud. Like,
yeah.
Because, I mean, even at the end of last year, he was... You know, falling off a little bit from
his high horse. Fantasy, you're like probably banging your head right now.
Well, and also
everything's upside down.
Also, if you got Randy Moss, who was one of the worst receivers in football the last 2 years with the Raiders, is about to shatter about a billion wide.
Did you really
records.
Not? I mean, I didn't think he'd be this good.
No, I saw him coming.
Yeah, you got to know he was going to be good this year.
I thought it was maybe going to be 100 yards and a touchdown a game, but so far it's been 150 yards and two touchdowns a game. Which is just ridiculous.
It's not right.
And Brady just makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
You know, he's thrown for, I think, over 300 yards every single game.
Yeah. I think this is finally, like, seriously, if you're still saying Brady is just a system quarterback, just shut up.
Well, and, like, Brady is one of those guys where, like, in the past, they always saw him as just a quarterback who won, and I would never want him for fantasy football.
Now he's
And now, if you have him for fantasy football this year, you are probably winning
right
your league.
High. Yeah, he's like the Drew Brees of
him, last year. Him and Tony Romo are the only two quarterbacks that have been... Well, Peyton's even... he hasn't been as good each week as they have.
That's true.
Like, every single week, they've had, I think, at least two touchdown passes, whereas Peyton...
Something like that, yeah.
Whereas Peyton hasn't. Well, and the Patriots have put up at least 34 points every single game so far. So...
Yeah.
Just crazy.
It's not right.
Well, I mean, then Chargers...
How do they not go 6... The only way I see them not going 16-0 is because they play at Dallas and they play... Oh, wait, no. Dallas plays in Foxborough, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
And then... But they do have to play at Indianapolis.
But, I mean, you look at their division and Buffalo is not going to challenge them.
No.
The Jets aren't going to challenge them.
No, nobody's going
to challenge them. And Miami is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they have Ronnie Brown and that's it.
The only way that, like, I think New England seriously is not going to go 16-0 is because they sit all their starters at the end of the year.
Yeah, that could happen. But... I think Belichick would be wanting to prove something because...
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think now that they're 4-0, they've already given away that first-round draft pick because of whatever gate it was.
So just go... Well, they still have a first-round draft pick.
They'll have a lot. Well, yeah.
They don't have theirs, but they have the one they got from San Francisco. So... Or was it San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was San Francisco.
When San Francisco traded up to get Staley. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. They still have a first-round pick.
Exactly. But, I mean, I honestly think that Belichick's got such a big head that if they have a chance to go 16-0, he will play Brady. He will play his other guys.
Yeah.
I can't even name New England's backup. I don't think they've ever had to play him.
Matt Cassell? I want to say.
Maybe.
I want to say. I'm going to look.
I mean, a lot of times you know, like, the backups, but...
Doug Flutie. No. Yeah, it's Cassell. Okay. And then some guy named...
Gutierrez.
Matt Gutierrez.
He's a rookie out of somewhere.
He is a rookie
out of Idaho State. Wow.
He's a stud in the wings, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Well, and like...
Him and Jim Sorge, they're going to tear it up 10 years from now.
And as disappointing as having a running back by committee is, it always helps a team win, and the Patriots have been employing one this year that's been working perfectly.
Well, like the way Sammy Morris has like, just gone nuts, do you really think they might... Like, depending on... Do you really think they'll, like, start giving Maroney, like, the bulk of the carries again?
Well, look at the yardage right there for the first three games. Maroney was the top yardage guy the first three games.
Yeah.
And then he didn't play the fourth game, which is why Morris got so many carries.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating.
I think it'll be about 60-40, probably.
Maroney to Morris. But what's weird is that Morris has been getting pretty much all the goal line carries.
Well, it's not only that. It's that they've been splitting series. So Maroney will be in a series, and then they'll get down to the goal line, and then they'll pass for a touchdown to Moss. And then when Morris gets down there, they'll continue to run. So it's really not that he's getting goal line carries. It's that when Morris gets down there, they actually decide to run the ball, whereas when Maroney gets down there, they pass it.
Well, if you look at the stats, Sammy Morris is 54 carries for 268 yards and 5-yard average, a long of 49 and 3 touchdowns.
And that's actually through 4 games, whereas Maroney's stats, what we're about to quote here, has the exact same amount of attempts in 3 games as Morris had in 4 games.
He has 252 yards and 4.7 yards per carry with no touchdowns.
But, I mean, they're averaging... Yeah. Almost the exact same amount of
mirror
yards.
Almost images of each other outside of touchdowns.
So. Yeah, so based on the exact same amount of carries, they're pretty much the exact same player minus the touchdowns. So
that's goofy, man.
It's nice to be able to have two running backs that can carry the load without a huge drop-off.
Yeah.
Whereas when the Vikings take Adrian Peterson out of the game and they put Chester
Taylor's no slouch, but...
Yeah. Well, it's looking
Adrian Peterson.
It's looking like the Vikings are going to be trading one of their backup running backs within a couple of weeks here to the Buccaneers.
Either Mwalde Moore or Chester.
Yep.
I don't know. The big rumor was that Chester and McKinney to the Bucs for a player and a package of picks.
Yep.
So, it's about that time.
Yep.
It's been a good show, Owen.
Very good show.
I enjoyed chatting with you. Being shown strange vinyl cover art.
Yeah.
Hey, Kristen.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go?
Her dance party show?
Dance
Party Plus.
I finally remember what it's called.
Good job.
So, you know, after us is, as we said, Dance Party Plus.
Plus.
There was an L in there. With Ms. Kristen Bachman.
Yep.
So that's a party. She'll be playing inappropriate vinyl music for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's this?
The Ventures? You don't know The Ventures?
It scares me.
Looks like
great.
Looks like a picture from like the Austin Powers movies.
It does, actually. Well, there you go.
Well, on a parting note, since we're almost done here, make sure to check out the UR this week. We got sports on the cover of the UR.
It is. So sports is great this year. Everyone should read it. Check it out. It's a party and a half.
We're not quoting press releases anymore. We're actually writing our own stories on Cougar Sports. So
no offense to Brian Curtis.
Yes.
No.
But I mean, you can get
your press releases are grand, sir.
Yeah, you can find that news on the internet. So we figure we'll provide different news on print. So
hey. Hey, Kristen, you ready to roll? Just a second. Oh, okay. So we got to stall now.
We'll keep talking for a little while.
So, Owen, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I will be probably at both volleyball games.
Nice. I'm going to the one on Friday.
My girlfriend wants to go bowling with me, so we'll probably do that.
Don't hurt yourself. Last time I went bowling, I threw my back out.
Your back? Wow, you must...
I have a bad back. I have a really bad back.
I didn't know if you had a bad back or you were a really intense bowler.
I have a really bad back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now that everyone's heard about my medical maladies, we're out of here. Have a good day, everybody. Go Cougs, go whoever. Alternative KUMM Morris on the air at 89.7 FM and streaming audio on the internet at www.kumm.org. KUMM is a proud member of IPR, Independent Public Radio. Let's get you your weather. Currently, it is 70 degrees, mostly cloudy. It's a nice day.
Very nice.
Except the fact I was sick. But
I have a softball game later, so I'm excited.
So it won't be pouring down rain.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We've already had two games canceled. Yeah.
Friday, not so nice. 68 degrees, 60% chance of thunderstorms. Don't get electrocuted.
You know what that means? It's going to be raining, so it's a good chance to go inside and watch the girls play volleyball tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. For the rest of your weekend, Saturday, high of 83, low of 53, 40% chance of thunderstorms. Sunday, high of 65, low of 53, 50% chance of thunderstorms. So it's going to be rainy this weekend. And that's your U90 weather here at Every Hour on the Prairie's Only Alternative.